1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're launching into another week of fun and excitement, and it's going to be an extra fun week on Free Talk Live. Normally, we enjoy ourselves on this program, but this particular week is going to be extra fun. Number one, because Mark's not here for two out of the 6 days. And number two, because when Mark returns, we'll be going to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We and many others will be attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I think most all of our co-hosts will be attending. I know that hundreds of liberty-loving people will be there. In fact, it's my understanding that Jason Osborne from SACL CAI, the prime sponsor of this program, has already arrived at the Porcupine Freedom Festival as of yesterday. The guys from the Motorhome Diaries rolled into Keene in their RV Marv yesterday, and they're still kind of hanging around Keene at the moment, but they'll be heading up to the Pork Fest very shortly, and Free Talk Live will be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and we'll leave sometime Sunday. So we'll be broadcasting live every single night from the official side of Pork Fest, but the activists decided this is something about the Liberty Movement. Is when the activists decide that something's not good enough, they don't bitch and they don't moan for the most part. I mean, there may be some exceptions to that, but for the most part, they're self-starters. They go out and they get it done. So somebody said, well, I don't think Pork Fest is running long enough this year, because it used to be officially a week-long event. Now it's only officially Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And so the activists just said, well, we're going to do it for a week anyway. And they went up there, and they've got tents put up, and they're already having themselves a good time. Maybe if we're lucky, somebody's managed to tune in. It's my understanding they do have internet access up there at the campground. And so perhaps somebody is listening to Free Talk Live, wants to call in with the first Pork Fest update. Of course, that's completely up to whoever's listening at 800-259-9231. I'm excited. I wish I could go up tomorrow. I mean, it's not like I couldn't afford to do it, but I also have work I really need to get done. So we'll be staying here throughout the week, and we'll do our shows here Monday and Tuesday without Mark. Mark will return Wednesday, and the next day we'll be broadcasting live from the Pork Fest. But tonight, I welcome Gardner Goldsmith. Hello, sir.
I am doing very well, and I'm glad to be here. Hello. Thank you for the welcome, buddy.
Always nice to have you in the studio here with us. And, of course, we'll take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. You are planning a trip to the Porcupine
yes.
Freedom Festival.
And you line it up perfectly. It's going to be a great time. There are going to be all these people who are coming that everybody has heard about. If they've just joined up with Free Talk Live and found out about Free Talk Live, a lot of the people who are, as you say, co-hosts, I think almost all of them are going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really looking forward to going up there. I'm going to be arriving probably Friday around noontime. We're going to have a great time. As you said, Jason Osborne is already there. He has planted. The lunar module is on the surface, and Osborne is ready to roll.
Yeah, if Jason Osborne is there wherever you are, then the party has officially started.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great. And I'm so glad that Jason and Pete of Motorhome Diaries are on their way. Well, they're already here, and they'll be heading up there, too.
That's
it's going to be great. Awesome.
All right.
It's good to be here. Thanks, Ian.
Yeah. Well, let's jump right into the phone calls, because that is the point of the program. If we get a chance, we'll get to some emails here. And I know, Gard, you've got something over at LouRockwell.com you wanted to comment on about minarchists. But first, let's talk to Alex in Wisconsin. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Gardner.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to tell you guys about my recent police experience.
Oh, boy.
I hope you weren't in Oklahoma.
No, fortunately not. I try to avoid that place at all costs.
What happened?
Well, I was driving back from an event I was at with a friend, and I was giving her a ride home, and the cop pulls me over, and I realize it's because I have expired tags. I know it's not because I'm speeding, because I'm not speeding because I have expired tags.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, he pulls me over. I figure there's probably better things you can do with this time, but hey, nothing more dangerous than someone with expired tags. But he pulls me over, gets my license. He says, let me just we'll get through this real quick, and I'll have you on your way. I'm like, okay. I look in the rearview mirror, and I see another cop car is pulled up, and I see the two officers coming to the car, and I think, what's going on? I ask him to step out of the car and claims I have a suspended license. Doesn't tell me why it's suspended. He doesn't know why, he says. But he says, we'll figure it out once we go to the station.
Oh, great.
He then proceeds to handcuff me, put me in the back of the cop car, take me to the police station, fingerprint me, take my mug shots, get those pertinent questions like where I work, my social security number, all the information that they need about me, apparently.
Did you give up all that info?
Yeah, because one, I was kind of frustrated with this, and two, unfortunately here, I know, like in New Hampshire, there's more people to support you. I don't really have any sort of support network.
Yeah.
So, and I'll admit it, I was kind of afraid to try pushing the police officer at all. The one thing I did try to do was I tried to actually question the things he was asking me about. Like when he asked me where I work, I was like, what does that have to do with anything? Am I going to be, you know, is there going to something more going to happen to me if I was unemployed?
No, they just want to know where they can come and find you if they need to.
Cause problems likely. For you with your employer.
Yeah, but the best part happened today when I called the DMV. My license is not suspended. It's a mistake.
Oh, great.
So wait a minute. What happened when you processed through and they just let you out at the police department?
Well, he said, we're going to let you off on your own accord. It's not like you need anyone to bail you out for this, but you have this court date and you need this. And he was showing me how he was being kind with me, and he's not giving me an actual ticket for the expired tags. He was being nice to me and just, you know, pulled me over and then put me through all that because of my quote-unquote suspended license, which, as they were saying, I found out today it wasn't suspended. It was a, it must have been a mistake on the police department's part. And while I can probably go and get that taken care of, the ticket and everything, what's the likelihood you guys think of them deleting all my information from their system?
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, no way. No way. So you
gave them the information, so they're going to keep it.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And I know that nervousness on your part, too. I mean, one would be very troubled to try to figure out what he's going to do if he doesn't have this sort of support team that they have around here in New Hampshire.
I don't blame you for giving it. I was just asking if you did or not.
Like I said, and I understand what I am going to try to do is because regardless, I'm still going to have to go to the court date according to the police department.
That's what I wanted to know. Why do you have to still go to the court date?
Well, what I am going to try to do is I do have a couple of friends here who would be willing, I think, to come and at least try to videotape everything.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm going to try to do. I don't know if they will, and I don't know what that experience here is going to be like.
Yeah.
But I do want to at least ask them, because I want to ask questions like, what was the point of this, and what are you going to do to compensate me? Because not only did they take my time, but they took my information, and now that stuff's out there,
And
it really shouldn't be. It was their fault.
Yeah, it would be all very interesting points to follow up on that and find out also if they start to bring up the fact that the police officer didn't do anything about your expired registration for your car, whether or not that will be brought up in the court if you give them some flack, if you draw at them for anything, like if you say, hey, how am I going to be compensated for my lost time, for these troubles, if they say, well, you know, the police stop was appropriate because your stickers were off date and they should have pulled you over.
Right, so your license wasn't suspended, but the registration was still out of date.
Yeah, and it's very important that that's up to date, that I can have the permission to drive my car on that road.
Yes,
so.
Exactly. And don't forget, like, that New York story where the car was sitting on the side of the road for 3 weeks with a dead body in it, and they just kept ticketing it over and over again without actually contacting the family and saying, hey, you know, there's a car on the side of the road. We got these license plates, and the car is registered, supposedly for your protection, so we can get it back. Clearly, that's not why they have you register your car. They register the car so they can get money out of you, right?
Right. They're not interested in providing you with any real service of value.
Absolutely.
They're just interested in extracting money from you.
You know, it makes me think, if obviously we like to talk about the alternative to this sort of problem that you run into, the alternative to the state, the alternative to coercion and force, which would be a voluntary system, such as what you might have in a larger Disney World type of a scenario. If you were contracting with the private company, not only would they be, you know, watching out for safe drivers and things like that, making sure people weren't on the roads who weren't supposed to be on the roads, who hadn't contracted with these guys or had a reciprocal relationship to get on these private run roads, they would actually probably be also a help team, and they could help you out if you were stuck on the side of the road like that guy in New York. They'd be checking these things out. It
Gardner,
would all be one thing.
Gardner, this real life is not Disney World. We need a government to take care of these things, policing, et cetera, et cetera.
And my favorite part about the whole thing was there's roads where people speed and children get hit because they're speeding recklessly. Like they're going 45, 50 on a 25-mile-per-hour road. Mm-hmm. But they're going to pull me over because my tags are expired.
Good call, Alex. Let us know what happens with your court date, and thank you for the story tonight here. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
They say we're hated for our freedoms. Their solution? Take away our freedoms.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
They spend both your lives and your money with reckless abandon.
We're out of money now. We're operating in deep deficits.
One organization dares to dream of a world where nations compete for citizens instead of enslaving them. The Seasteading Institute is looking for pioneers to homestead the high seas and take civilization to the next level. Join the revolution at seasteading.org.
AlecEase.com is a community for self-learners. At AlecEase, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlecEase at AlecEase.com. Again, that's AlecEase.com.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code iodine at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 to...
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 22, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $923.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $950.33, $475.17 for a half ounce, and $237.58 for a quarter ounce. That's $950.33, $475.17, and $237.58.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you free, so enjoy those on us. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their websites, except you, Gardner. You're one of the few and the proud with free websites where listeners can just go and listen and experience. And your website, by the way, is libertyconspiracy.com.
Thank you. You are a gentleman, sir.
Yep. LibertyConspiracy.com. You get Gardner's show, The Liberty Conspiracy. You'll also get, you do some occasional blogging, don't you?
Yeah, we do blogging, and we have also the members of the Cabal, who are the people who support us financially. They do blogs when they want to, and they can have things turned into their own audio blogs. And we're starting up a new thing.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me about that. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm starting up something coming up probably this week. We're going to sort of go a little bit lighter as we go towards Porkfest, which is going to be song versus song. Conspirators, the people who back us up, the Cabal members mm-hmm. and so on, that I want them to pick songs that they really like and tell us why they're so awesome. And we'll have every weekend we'll have a poll up on which song was better. And yeah, it'd be kind of fun, you know, something different, get away from politics, get in some rock and roll or whatever it might be. You know, it could be Vivaldi against the Who. Who knows, you know?
Very good. So you can experience that at LibertyConspiracy.com. Also, Free Talk Live's website is free as well, which is freetalklive.com. And one of the features you're going to find there is the bulletin board system. Over 450,000 posts await you. There's an awful lot to talk about, and it's all completely free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. I mentioned that Jason Osborne from SACL CAI is already at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. He arrived yesterday. He's hanging out, keeping it real, as he likes to say. So if you want to meet Jason, he is there now, and he'll be there all weekend long as well, or all weekend. And he is the man behind SACL CAI. So if you have a business or you know of someone who has a business that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you need to get in touch with SACL. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI, check out their banner right there at the top of freetalklive.com. Again, that's SACL CAI. Let's continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Chris is in Texas. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Gard.
Howdy, guys.
Chris, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, a couple things. I wanted to comment on the last caller who was talking about getting arrested. Now they have his information. I wanted to say, you know, for $1,000, you can have it expunged, and they will take the record of arrest off the screen that police officers have when they pull you over. Now, they do still keep that information in case it should ever be needed.
For $1,000? Is this only available in Wisconsin, or where did you hear about
this?
Well,
this is the price in Texas. I was kind of rude to a police officer one time, and so he arrested me and made up some charges, and then didn't show up at the trial when I contested it. And then I started thinking, how do you get that off your record? Because they've got my fingerprints, and I never did anything wrong other than I just kind of, really what it was non-cooperation. I said, you can't come in my house unless you have a warrant, et cetera, et cetera. And they didn't like that, so they arrested me and charged me with public intoxication, even though I had nothing to drink that night.
Oh, boy.
So, anyway. But
did you say that the cops were drunk on power?
I don't know what it was. I actually requested the police report, and it was filled with all sorts of stuff, like this guy could barely stand up, he was slurring his speech, and he smelled strongly of marijuana, and I don't use drugs. I didn't understand it at all. I mean,
wow.
But I was very coherent, and the only thing I was saying was, I don't really want you guys coming in here without a warrant. You know, I'm sorry. And they didn't like that. So,
but this was at your house where this happened?
Yeah, this was probably about, I guess like 6 years ago, something like that. And I had some friends over, and somebody had knocked on the door, and I opened the door, and it was just some guy dressed normal clothes and everything, and he said, what are you doing here? And I said, well, I've got some friends over. And so you want to come in and meet everybody?
Here?
And he said, no. I'm sorry?
It was your house, right?
Yeah.
Did he ask you what you're doing there? I live here. Thanks.
Well, there were two people standing out on the front porch. And, I mean, people were drinking, but it was still early in the night. And I had just gotten there. I had a roommate also. And he's the one that had invited the people over. I mean, I knew they were coming over. It was a combined thing. But we hadn't really started, you know, partying or anything.
Okay.
But yeah, apparently he was an off-duty officer, and when, you know, he presented his badge to me and said, you know, I need to see your ID, and I said, you know, I'm sorry, you can leave.
Yeah.
You can come back if you have a warrant.
Good for you.
It took probably 4 minutes, and there was a lot of police cars there, and I went to jail.
Wow.
So, what was the charge in that case?
Public intoxication is what I got charged with.
While you were on your private
on your own property.
Yeah, actually, when the police showed up, they started banging on the door, and I just said, well, I'm not going to answer it. And, you know, it was dead silent in the house at that point. And I decided to go on the back porch and talk to him over the fence after about 10 minutes of them not stopping banging on the door, which yeah. now I wouldn't even do that. But then that really upset them that I didn't open the front door, and they wanted to come in and look through and check and make sure everybody was over 21. And I just said no. And then they said, well, you know, you need to come out here and talk to us right now. And I said, I'm on my property. I don't need to do that. And they said, well, now you're disobeying us, and we can arrest you for disorderly conduct.
And that's when you said get a warrant, right?
No, that was that later on when the whole bunch of them showed up.
When they said I was going to jail if I didn't come outside, that's when I said, no problem, and I jumped over the fence. I still didn't open my door. I just hopped over the fence.
Yeah, but you went to jail anyway, right?
Yeah, they couldn't charge me with disorderly conduct because, I mean, I got tackled, and I definitely was smarter than to resist. I mean, there was no way I was going to sit there and resist. So
they tackled you after you came outside, you came out to them voluntarily?
My feet had I jumped the fence, and my feet had barely hit the ground before there was five of them holding me down.
Wow.
And,
man.
I mean, they didn't talk to me at all. I mean, at that point, what they did was they handcuffed me, and they threw me in the back of the police car, and then they went back to the front door of my house where they started banging on the door again, and they got a friend of mine to open the door because I was no longer there saying, don't open the door. And that person consented to allow my house to be searched.
Oh,
and
no.
I mean, there was nothing illegal going on.
Except
for
what the police did.
As
far as I'm concerned, what they did should be illegal, but of course they're on the side of the law, so anything they do is virtually unassailable.
That's right.
How did your house look when you came back to it after they searched it?
Well, they were in and out pretty quick. I think they realized pretty quickly that this was not, you know, a big drug fest, which I think is what they were probably looking for.
So they didn't throw stuff out of the drawers or anything like that? They just poked around a little?
I was in the back of the police car. I mean, I knew they went in, and they were in there maybe about 8 or 9 minutes. And, I mean, that's really about all I know.
What about your reputation with your neighbors? You know, even if you could get this, you know, a lot of times locally, the local papers will publish this in the papers, you know, so-and-so arrested for this or DWI or speeding ticket, that sort of thing. It's posted in your local paper, and all the little vultures will be staring at these police reports this week, you know.
Yeah, and they've convicted you already, even though you've just been arrested.
Yeah, how do you know if this was published locally, and how do you feel about trying to regain your good name after these charges were basically recognized by the court as being trumped up?
Well, basically the only route I really had was to fight it, and, you know, I was looking into, as far as, I mean, it being published in the paper, this is awesome. I mean, there's probably a million plus people here.
Just a blip on the radar. Hey, I'm going to bring you back here because I still want to know where this $1,000 offer came in and whether or not you took it. Hang on, all right? More with Chris here in Texas, 800-259-9231. Did he pony up the $1,000? Hope not. It's Free Talk Live.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with 2 cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands. thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got features, a lot of them, and they're all free. The archives are included. In fact, they go back for an entire year completely free right there on the front page of the website. You just click and download and enjoy on us at freetalklive.com. Also, you can enjoy a free audiobook from audible.com. It's the internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. Audible has over 60,000 titles to choose from. Every genre, they've got it covered. Get your free audiobook download when you sign up today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL for your free audiobook. Let's continue and bring back Chris in Texas. Now, Chris, you were telling us what turned out to be a very outrageous story about your experience at your own home down there in Austin. You were having a get together with some friends. An undercover officer, but an off-duty police officer showed up at your front door. You, not knowing who he was, opened the door and talked to him. He then wanted information from you, which you weren't really interested in giving him, so he called his cop buddies. They showed up. They pounded on the door for several minutes until you finally came out into the backyard. They managed to convince you to come out front because they basically said they were going to take you to jail if you didn't. Turns out they took you to jail anyway because, well, you can't believe the cops when they tell you things. They're legally allowed to lie to you in order to get you to obey them and to do what they want you to. So you went out front not knowing what to expect, what was going to happen. It was at that point that they tackled you, took you to the ground, even though you hadn't harmed anybody. You were just not doing what they wanted you to do. Are you still with us, Chris?
Yeah, I'm still here.
So did I get any of that, misunderstand any of what you had to say there?
That's pretty much how it went so far.
So then what happened at that point?
Well, they threw me in the drunk tank, and wow.
Did they arrest any of your friends at that point, too, or was it just you that got arrested?
No, they actually just told everybody to go home, and they left. And, well, they left with me. So, I mean, from that, I don't know if an officer hung around after that, to be honest with you. Everybody was just so appalled at the way everything played out. I mean, some people, you know, that haven't really come to the conclusion that the government's not your friend, they were kind of like, well, why were you, you know, why were you acting like that towards the cops?
Yeah, why don't you bend down and kiss their boot, Chris? What are you thinking?
You see, cops are like a blanket, and when a baby gets smothered by the blanket, it's the baby's fault because he rolled around in it. Cops are really good.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah. Well, so I just got really frustrated in talking to a lot of my friends about it, but the flip side, they at least understood that I didn't really do anything wrong, so nobody really held anything against me. And you brought up my neighbors before. My neighbors were actually there at the place. I mean, they witnessed the whole thing happen, too.
How did you get out of the drunk tank? I mean, how long were you in for? What happened there?
They kept me all night, and then the next morning at 10 o'clock or so, they just sent me on my way, and I still didn't even know what I was charged with. And I kept asking the police, you know, can you tell me why I'm here? And, I mean, just being in the drunk tank, as they call it with everybody, it doesn't matter if you're sober or who you are or anything. The police really just, they look at you as being wasted drunk, no matter how coherent you are. I mean, just being around all those people. And, I mean, they were throwing up in there. And everybody they pulled over for DWIs that night kept showing up. And, it was disgusting.
Wow.
Did you get any sleep that night at all?
None. No, at about 5 a.m. they came in and they gave everybody an orange and said, here's your breakfast.
Wow. How nice.
So I gave my orange away.
So you didn't go in front of a judge. They just let you out. What night of the week was your party? It wasn't a Friday night. It was some other night?
No, it was a Friday night.
Wow. So you actually got out of jail on a Saturday?
Saturday morning about 10, they just let me go. And I said, well, you know, I still don't know what I'm charged with. And they said, well, you're being released on a PR bond and you have to appear in court in 2 weeks before whatever judge. I don't remember. But
yeah. And when did the $1,000 offer come in? Because it was the original thing you brought up in your call was that you could pay $1,000 and they would partially wipe your information from the system. How did that come up?
They never made that offer, period. They wanted me to pay up. They never made me any offers other than, you know, pay it. And I ended up probably spending close to 100 hours down here at the University of Texas Law Library going through books trying to figure out, you know, how to fight this. And I went to trials of other people that were arrested for public intoxication. And, oh, my God, they hung everybody. I mean,
now, was that the only charge you got was public intoxication, or did they also throw in a disobeying an officer charge? Or
well, I never actually disobeyed the officer. When he said, I'm going to arrest you, I cooperated. Point. So all I got was the public intoxication charge.
Okay. And so, was that a misdemeanor?
I'm sorry?
Is that a misdemeanor in Texas?
Yeah. Okay. It's up to a $500 fine, which, I mean, isn't a whole lot of money, but it was more the point of the matter.
Sure.
So, and I figured out to file a motion to suppress, and I did that on my own, and then I won that, and then the prosecutor for the case took it to the Court of Appeals and got it overturned. I mean, the whole process went on almost 2 years filing motions and showing up for court every 2-3 months. I mean, they will not let stuff go.
Yeah, they want to wear you down, you know.
They just want you to pay, and they'll
do anything
they
can. Well, this is what they do. I mean, think about that. That you don't have, you're not a lawyer. You don't know their system. You don't speak their language, this legalese. It looks like English, but it's not really, because they can redefine words that we think we know, but they can mean something completely different. This is what they do for a living. This judge and the clerk or whoever else it was you were dealing with, they run these cases all the time. And so for them, it's just a little bit more paperwork. But for you, it's absorbing information that is some of the most difficult to understand and comprehend that I've ever come across,
And
I've only dabbled in it just a little bit. So how can anybody be expected to have a fair shake at defending themselves in this system without hiring one of their own people, the lawyer, the official bar-certified attorney, to take the case, which, of course, is one of the things they want you to do. That's why the system, partially why the system exists, to give lawyers work. If there weren't so many damn laws, most of them completely victimless for you to break, then what would the lawyers be busy doing? And they have to defend real criminals.
And Chris, and Ian just mentioned victimless laws, and victimless crimes. I find it entertaining to no end to actually explore or talk to people a little bit about the moment that they realized that police really aren't there to stop crime. In fact, as statistics show, crimes are stopped by hundreds of times, X-factor times, more often by private citizens than they can be by cops, because police can't be everywhere. And while we know that some police officers do go into very dangerous situations, the bulk of a police officer's time is spent arresting people or fining them for things that have not brought harm to anybody else.
Well, they have no obligation to go into any dangerous situation at all. They have no obligation to do any protecting. The Supreme Court has ruled that again and again. So you actually won your case at first, then the state appealed that up. What happened after that?
Well, so the obviously I had no idea how to file an appeal with the higher court. I don't know the name of it now.
Supreme Court, yeah.
It wasn't the Supreme Court. It was the one in between the Supreme Court and the local court.
Okay.
So I lost that, though. And so then the case got reactivated, and then, you know, it dragged on another year or so, something like that. And finally, I got my day in court, and I subpoenaed my friends to, you know, say this guy wasn't drunk. First of all, second of all, the only reason he came out of his house was because he was told he was going to be arrested if he didn't. And the minute we walked into the courtroom, the state dismissed the charges.
That's amazing.
So they wasted time.
After all that time, they just said, here you go, we're dismissing the charges. So this is what I actually called in originally to say was about the $1,000. So I started thinking, well, I got fingerprinted, and I got booked, and I got my mugshot taken, and I never did anything wrong.
Yeah.
So there's got to be some way to get rid of that out of the records, and it costs it may be different in Wisconsin, if that's
crazy.
Where the previous caller was from, but in Texas, it's an even $1,000, and it's getting your record expunged. In other words, when you're found
amazing.
Not guilty, that's...
I've never heard of anything like that, and it just figures, you know, it's another way for them to rake you over the coals and shake your pockets out. Thank you for the call and the story tonight. It was very interesting and hopefully instructional for people. 800-259-9231. Should we add, I think we should, that if the cops ever come and knock on your door, you have no obligation to open it. Don't listen to what they say. If they're going to arrest you, they're going to come in and do it anyway. Don't give them the opportunity. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Economy have you down? Scared you might lose your job? Worried how you will provide for your family? Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wanting
about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Whatever's on your mind, toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on as many radio stations as possible, expand the show out to as many internet listeners as we can, and help expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable to you and you'd like to get some perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more, get all the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
You know, Ian, it's possible that you could start up some sort of a deal where, you know, you had this thing called the Federal Reserve, and you would issue bonds, and then you would get the money to pay back the bonds from the Federal Reserve to, you know, promote yourself, and it would be sort of this round circle shell game thing.
Like, but a fractional reserve AMP program,
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, but you actually ask for people's money voluntarily.
Yes.
That's weird. Crazy.
So let us continue here, and then I'll get into the details of what happened today, since we've been talking so much about cops and courts. Well, Dave Ridley had a trial today, or there was a trial, and they forced Dave to attend, and it was for the recording in the court lobby thing. So he was, as you may recall, if you've listened to the show for a little while, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com was the first person arrested at Keene District Court for recording in the lobby. Our friend Sam was actually the second person arrested for that, because he was arrested at Dave's arraignment. So I'll give you the details on that, but first let's talk to Ben in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Ben.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Ben.
I want to talk to you about regarding the Fourth Amendment and a driving school course I was forced to attend recently. A few weeks ago, I got pulled over for going 75 and a 65, and then I was told that I had to go to driving school online, which is a little ridiculous if you think about it, that I have to relearn a bunch of random statistics about driving just because I was going 10 over.
Mm-hmm.
But this is really amazing. It actually kind of sounds like a parody if you think about it. But I found this in the official documents, the booklet that they give you for the driving school course. And it's just a few sentences if I could read it.
Yeah, by all means.
You may have memorized the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution and may even enjoy rehearsing it as you slam a beer while cruising down the street. But over the years, federal and state officials have adjusted the search and seizure protections provided under the Fourth Amendment to address any perceived loopholes. In other words, they don't need a warrant to take away your breath or your blood or your urine.
Right.
According to ARS 28-132.1, your breath, your blood, even your urine doesn't really belong to you.
Wow, that's scary.
Yeah, they found the compelling state interest loophole and all that stuff.
Yeah, whenever the state says it's necessary, they can just infringe upon your privacy and your freedom whenever they damn well please.
Yeah.
So I mean, I read that and I thought it was...
That's Orwellian.
I thought it was a joke when I read it.
That's freakish, you know? That's the sort of thing that, you know, if you had been in high school and you had read about a world where your blood and your urine did not belong to you, people
if I can't keep my urine, what can I keep?
That's absolutely unbelievable.
Well, you could make the argument that eventually you're going to have to go to the bathroom, but at no point are you going to have to put a needle in your vein and tap out some blood. That's not a natural process at all. I mean, I'm reaching on the whole, you know, eventually you'll have to go to the bathroom, and that's true. At that point, the urine does no longer belong to you. You've gone ahead and gone into your toilet. Now it's part of the, you know, the water supply system.
You know, it's interesting that the three of us are chatting about this as people listening, because a while back I was reporting on when Sam got arrested and equating that idea of, well, you know, the court, they say, has to run the justice system, and it would just be unmanageable if they actually allowed people to exercise their journalistic rights in the courtroom. There'd be too many people, so of course we have to restrict your rights.
It's necessary.
Yeah, we've got to attenuate your rights, which of course means that the right is not really recognized as a right by the government, because if it were recognized, and that's supposedly the reason that they formed the government, to protect these sacrosanct rights.
Remember Gardner, when the government speaks, they are usually speaking in legalese. So what is the definition of a right legally?
That's a very good question.
Well, exactly.
I'm going by the traditional philosophy.
Yeah.
And so when you read this, did you bring this up to anybody? What did you say?
In the class?
No, I took the class online and I printed this out.
Yeah.
I have to sign off on this, you know?
Wow. And, of course, they're just stating what is legal precedent. I love that whole that stare decisis idea of well, you know, once it's been decided, then it can't be touched.
Why don't they just come right out, Gardner, and say, we own you? I mean, that's kind of a roundabout way. The whole thing of you don't really own your blood /
or your breath.
Or, it's a roundabout way of saying, we own you, and you'll do as
exactly
we say.
That's exactly what this says.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they own your blood, they own you.
Right. Yeah, that takes it one step further. Then I remember, was it last year, I think, there was another case that reaffirmed the random traffic stop thing. Because, of course, the Fourth Amendment does say, and I love how they put that in the little thing, where it said, you may have even memorized it, preparing to be able to recite it to a police officer. Well, think twice, that sort of idea. It does say that no searches shall be conducted without a warrant. And yet they continually find that, well, you know, the state has a compelling interest in running the roads, and it would just be unmanageable if we actually allowed you to be able to retain your rights. So, heck with that. Have fun.
What are you going to do?
They don't need a warrant to, and they put it kind of smugly, take your breath away, or your blood, or your urine.
Yeah, that takes my breath away.
And it's just so amazing that they can just flaunt it like this, that they can just put it right out there, essentially telling people, hey, we own you, what are you going to do about it? And most people are never going to do anything about it, because they just want to be left alone, and they'll pay the price, they'll go to jail, they'll do whatever they need to do to get rid of this overbearing state, at least so they can't feel them breathing down their neck. They just want to be, just leave me alone, I'll pay you whatever you ask, just leave me and my family alone. But of course, they never will leave you alone. They'll always come back, unlike the robber robber, the common criminal. I guess they're not so common, but uncommon criminals. The common ones are the government people because they're all over the place. But unlike your street robber, your street thug, he just takes your money and goes on about his way. You'll probably never see him again. Whereas the government people, they'll rob you once, and then they'll rob you the next year, and they'll come back for more, and they'll pull you over and rob you there, and left and right. It just goes on forever.
And you know, guys, two things. One thing is, I've posed this idea with some people in conversations on the podcast for my site, and I think it is true. I don't know how you two feel about it, and I'll get to the second point in a minute, and that has to do with a science fiction author. But I believe that the state as an abstract entity allows people to be much more evil. In fact, it entices them, it encourages them, and tells them that it is community-minded. It allows them to be more evil in their actions than if they were to do these things themselves. Because,
I totally agree.
Right. It insulates them from their predation. They don't realize that by voting to, say, build the new park or to add a new police car or to do this or do that, to build a new road, they think what they're doing is good. It's laudable. When really what they're doing is they're stealing from someone just by being the majority.
Good people will do good things. Bad people will do bad things. But if you want good people to do bad things, you need the state.
Yeah. Now, what also is interesting is some people who argue against the anarcho-capitalist view, that the pure libertarian view, the pure anarchist view, they'll say something like, well, you know, if you guys set up your anarchist utopia and you had private companies doing the policing on private voluntarist lands that were associated with each other through contract and things like that, you would end up having so many onerous rules. It would just be ridiculous. It would be even worse than it is today. You wouldn't be able to do anything. And Larry Niven, who's a generally pro freedom-esque writer, science fiction writer, had a collection called End Space. And in it, he has a short story. And essentially, in the introduction, he says, this is why I'm not a libertarian. And he's sort of like a social, traditional conservative or something. And he has this world where people can't do anything in their private world because they're always monitored, all their security, they can't do anything. And of course, we know that that's absolutely a fallacious concept because the market for security would regulate based on what the consumers wanted.
If the consumer wants really complicated, complex contracts.
Invasion of privacy on the roads,
so get
blood
it.
Taking. Yes.
But if the consumers want easy to understand rules across the board for the most part, then they'll get that too.
Absolutely. And who's to say that there wouldn't be two parallel systems? Some people want high security, and other people, they want to be much more laissez-faire.
Absolutely. Hey, any other thoughts for us, Ben?
Nope, that's all. Thank you, guys.
Good call.
Thanks,
Ben. Thank you for making it. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You could certainly say that in a free market world, there could be some places that have more rules than others. But it's hard to imagine that in a free marketplace where the consumer is in control, essentially, that anybody could possibly create as many rules for their own business as the government has created today. You couldn't spend the time to write it. There would be no economic incentive to sit down and write all of those rules. You wouldn't have the time for it. You'd be trying to be busy doing whatever else it is you do to satisfy your customers. We're on the way. Hour 2's coming up. Free Talk Live.
AlecEase.com is a community for self-learners. At AlecEase, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlecEase at AlecEase.com. Again, that's AlecEase.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.